Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our Labor Day special for 2010. Very happy to welcome in Brian Fredline, UAW Local 602. Hello, Brian. How are you?
How you doing, Jack?
Just fine. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you. Same to you. It's been good so far.
There you go. You know, it seems as if we're always looking for scapegoats in this country. And lately, a lot of people have been blaming the problems of America on organized labor. Do you sense that?
Well, yeah, sure, I sense that. It's because we make an easy target. I mean, you know, historically, whenever there's been labor unrest, we grab a burning barrel and a bunch of picket signs. We stand out on the corner, and we try and bring attention to ourselves whenever there's labor unrest. So whenever corporate America is in a pinch, they don't look at their process, they don't look at their profit, they just look at their people and cut heads. We're against that, and that makes us a target.
We just had a conversation with Charlie Ballard, MSU economics professor, and he was talking about the top hedge fund manager in the United States last year making more than $4 billion. But I don't hear that much criticism directed in that direction. I think more of it comes to excessive pensions or health care costs for the American worker.
Yeah, it's the inequity is just staggering. You know, I'm not sure what the American public is afraid of. It seems like unions, the word union is now a four-letter word for some reason, and
right.
And I'm not sure, because this is what we do. Unions make sure that the marketplace remains fair and balanced. Okay, to steal a phrase from Fox. All we want is to make sure that the marketplace is fair and balanced. And we don't just do that for unionized workers. We do that for non-union workers, because whenever corporate America starts to swell with greed, or maybe recently in the news we've heard about health and safety in the workplace, people are getting killed, people are getting blown up on oil rigs, foreign corporations are coming in, and the quality of their product is starting to affect the American consumer. But if it gets too bad, the unions are there, and all we want is to remain fair and balanced, so that the profit and all of the advantage doesn't shift to corporate America or to global corporate entities. We just want fair, balanced, social and economic justice for all workers, not just union workers. So we are the regulatory agency for the middle class. What are you afraid of?
Well, apparently a lot of people are afraid of the middle class, but I'm sure you have heard the generalizations that unions are inflexible, unyielding, uncompromising. That is not the same union mentality I have seen of late, where there have been quite a few concessions.
Well, and that's the perception versus the reality. When GM pre-bankruptcy was going to get the U.S. taxpayer money, which we find out wound up being a pretty darn good investment. After the IPO comes out, we pay off the federal government. It's going to be great, save millions of jobs. But but what did we do to get there? We didn't say we're not going to help. We said we'll cut our profit sharing. We'll cut our cost of living. We will cut our overtime over 40 hours. We will tighten up on attendance rules. We will tighten up on work rules within the plant. We will institute a two-tiered wage system. And we voted on that. Now, Jack, it cracks me up, because the ACLU and EEOC, they will file lawsuits against a woman working at a workplace doing the same exact job as a man doing at a workplace, but the woman makes half what the man does. We have that negotiated into our contract, and the ACLU files lawsuits against it. So it looks to me like the UAW doesn't get nearly enough credit in one corporation, and will continue to do to save this corporation. We're kind of juxtaposed now on this Labor Day, and probably haven't been this way in decades, but it's now our job to ensure that General Motors is the most profitable corporation on the face of the planet, which ensures our job and income security.
Right. People forget that you want the company to be successful. Every time it isn't, there are layoffs.
Absolutely. So we share in the sacrifice, we share in the pain, and we expect to share in the profit and share in the gain. What's wrong with that? If our people don't build the product, there is no product, there is no corporation.
Right.
So we are inextricably tied to their success, right, and they are tied to ours.
Brian, very quickly, the last question. I've been told by some people lately that not only is the American labor union long past its prime, it is virtually unnecessary in today's economy, and as I see so many unemployed, underemployed workers, I take issue with that.
Well, a quick history lesson. 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even on into the 80s, you could graduate high school on a Friday, walk over to an auto manufacturing plant on a Monday, have a job for 30 years, have a defined pension, put your kids through college, buy a couple cars, and retire up north. How did we do that? Because we shared in that profitability for the big three. They didn't call the big three for nothing.
Right. Well, those days are clearly past us, and the question is, what do we do now, and how do we ensure the vitality of the American middle class? Brian, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
All
Let's
right,
talk
bye,
again
American
soon.
Jack.
Brian Fredline, UAW Local 602. We will be right back. Much, much more on this Labor Day special. Hope to talk with Jane Aldridge of WLNS-TV coming up next. We'll be right back on Ebling & You.